With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Give me love.
Hey, 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 hey,
give
hey,
me
hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey,
man. It always sounds like a kick drum's falling down the stairs and every Kevin's over there.
Wow.
May I suggest to you guys as a return, Golden Earrings, Radar Love.
Hell yeah.
Good song.
I would probably fast forward about 20 seconds. Otherwise, you have to be patient on the return, and that would work too with the opening guitar, but you probably want to get to the...
Radar Love?
Yeah, this is Radar Love.
Radar Love and Golden Earrings. Yeah.
Now, I want to play... Let's listen to this in honor of Kavanaugh.
Because
they only have two big songs, okay?
Right, I was trying to think of the other one.
The other one is called...
It sounds like this.
It doesn't. To me, it sounds way different, because they got into 80 synthesizers.
Okay.
Turn this up. Listen to how this sounds.
Yeah, badass. This goes hard.
All right, so this is total 70s cocaine music.
I love it.
Now listen to their other big hit. I think it's either called Twilight Zone or Bullet Hits
Twilight
the Bone.
Twilight Zone. That's
yeah.
What it is.
This is just 80s synth music.
Do, 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 do,
yeah.
Do,
do.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
It's 3 a.m.
And I'm looking for some butt.
What? Somewhere in
I like that you like this.
It's my happy place.
It's 3 a.m.
I've never heard of this band.
Really?
It's 2 a.m.
Is this called Bullet Hits the Boner?
It
kind of sounds like I Can't Drum 55 by Sammy Hagar.
No, don't. No.
Is that called that lyric, the harmony on it.
Is that called Bullet Hits the Boner, Twilight Zone?
That's Bullet Hits the Bone.
Okay.
It's called Twilight Zone.
Because they sing when the bullet hits the bone.
Just put a little respect on Radar Love. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, man.
All right. Mad respect.
So. What's the mood in Dallas?
What's the mood in Dallas, Jeff?
I suppose it depends which part of Dallas. A guy in Lake Highlands, like, my mood's fine. I drove through North Dallas today. I have not been too far south of 635 today, so I can't really speak for the southern 80% of the city, but me and the dogs are feeling great.
All right. You're just riding around with the dogs thinking about the Cowboys being the best team in the NFC?
Yeah, I'm just kind of laying on the couch, really, thinking about the Cowboys being the best team in the NFC. Well, second best team in the NFC behind the Eagles. I didn't realize that was a Cowboys question. I was just answering how Dallas is feeling from my perspective.
So you have talked a lot about Carson Wentz being mentally broken. Have you looked ahead to Washington at all? And how bad was he against the Eagles the other day? Because 9 sacks is a lot.
Okay, so I have a little bit of a theory on this because, again, Carson Wentz is at times a good NFL quarterback. But you could watch him for halves or games. Week one, the fourth quarter, was the full Carson Wentz experience, where he throws the dumbest interception you've ever seen and then plays incredibly and makes some great reads and throws. And you're like, ooh, that dude's really, really, really good. But the mental part, I think he struggles. And so when it is the return of Carson Wentz to playing the Philadelphia Eagles, I knew he was going to suck. Because you don't get something that is more pressure-packed than that for an athlete, where it's like, let me show that old team what I got. And he ain't built for it. And so in those moments, Carson Wentz makes bad decisions, has no idea what to do when something isn't going well immediately during a play, and then he short-circuits and starts turning in circles until somebody tackles him. So you'll have opportunities again against Carson Wentz to be disruptive. And what the Cowboys just did against the Giants was almost historic with the number of pressures that they put on Daniel Jones. I believe it was like 25. And that is not a number you're going to hear real often, to pressure a team 25 times when they drop back to pass.
So along those lines, Kavanaugh, going back the other way with Washington's pressure, I feel like about a year or two ago we were talking about them putting together maybe the best young defensive front in football. Is it still considered that formidable, or has there been drop-off?
Well, last year they weren't very good. It was one of those things where we came into the year and it was like, all right, and here comes the natural next step for a team that's got Chase Young and Montez Sweat. And you just start naming off some of the guys that are on that team. Yep. And it was supposed to be this incredible defense, and it absolutely never came together.
Why is that?
It's a great question. Because I do think a lot of the names on the defense individually, I think, are good players.
Yeah.
Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, Chase Young, Montez Sweat. Like, they've got a handful of really, really good players. But last year, that was like a lot of people were picking them as a team that could make real noise in the NFC East on the back of their defense. And their defense was never very good. And so far this year, let me get numbers on them. But yeah, they are giving up. If you run the ball against Washington, you get 5.4 yards per carry. And if you throw it, you get 7.4 yards per pass attempt. Those are both really bad numbers for a defense. So the what and the how of it, I don't know exactly, but they've just never come together like the individual pieces made you think they would.
You know, it's wild because this is year three of Mike McCarthy, and time seems weird because of the pandemic. This is year three of Ron Rivera, too. Hmm. It's kind of crazy. Now, I have a question that has nothing to do with Washington. If you can take the contract out of it, who would you rather have moving forward, Dak or Tua?
Today I would say Dak. In 6 to 8 weeks, I might change my tune on that. This was the year for Tua that is like, okay, if you don't prove that you can be a capable NFL quarterback now, then you're awful. Because we gave you Tyreek Hill, and we gave you Jalen Waddle, and we're giving you an offensive line, and we're giving you what's considered one of the best offensive minds in football in Mike McDaniel. But, I mean, so far, what he's done is incredible. If he goes the whole year doing this and he throws for 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns, then I'll probably change my tune. But I am a believer in sample size, and the sample size of Dak for 6 or 7 years is that his ceiling is MVP front runner, which he was 6 weeks into the season last year. And with Tua through 3 weeks, perhaps we're looking at the same thing, but I got to see some more. But he looks really, really good.
We are talking to the great Jeff Kavanaugh, formerly of 105.3 The Fan, now a popular YouTuber. You can find him youtube.com/Jeff Kavanaugh. All A's. And I want to ask you about the depth at the tight end position. I felt like Dalton Schultz was all they had. He got hurt. Suddenly there's some other guys going out there, and like from Indiana and stuff. And I'm like, what? These guys are actually, they look pretty good. So how do you feel about the depth at the tight end position for the Cowboys?
Pretty good. I think that Jake Ferguson, your rookie, don't let me screw this up, fourth round pick. Looks pretty good, and they liked in camp and in preseason. He made the 53-man roster, undrafted Peyton Hendershot, the Indiana man. And then Sean McEwen, who's a dude that's been hanging around for a few years now. And I think they probably blocked even better last week than they did the week before. And a big part of that was running out multiple tight ends who happened to be rookies. So I think the Cowboys are actually, and this is going to hurt for a lot of people, it's hard to say this sometimes, the Cowboys look smart in some regards, including perhaps their plan with Dalton Schultz, where I think their plan was, we're going to franchise tag him because we want him to play this year, but we don't think he's a real-life $15 million a year player. And so after this year, we will have figured something out and planned up how we're going to replace him. And the early returns on the two dudes that will play a big role in that, potentially, pretty darn good.
Man, oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, DeMarcus Lawrence, are we hearing that he's okay? Because that was very worrisome if his foot was acting up.
I have not seen anything today. Let me double-check the wire. But I hadn't seen anything today that indicated that anything serious had happened.
Good.
Other than, like, when he limped off. But no, I have not seen anything other than it seems like he's absolutely fine.
Great.
Do we have early lines yet? I'm wondering what Vegas is expecting out of this game.
Oh, dude, I can get you. Are you kidding me? Hold on.
And I want to know where you're going to put your money.
Are you kidding? Hold on now.
I'm not
kidding.
The Cowboys
are a 3.5-point favorite.
On the road.
The Commanders. And I will, and it's amazing what a couple weeks can do, where with the backup quarterback, I think I would lay the points and pick the Cowboys to win on the road. Because I just...
It's a home game.
I feel like there's a couple of teams in the NFC East that aren't real good.
You said with the backup quarterback, Dak's coming back?
No, starting quarterback for the Cowboys, Ben. And if you keep up this narrative, I'll come up there.
Oh.
And the reason I'll come up there is because there's an Arby's by where you guys are. Right. And I would like to get a beef and cheddar.
Kavanaugh, there's breaking news. I'm wrong. It's a home game. I just assumed it was a real game.
Oh, it is? Home game?
Yes. Yep. It's a noon.
3.5 points. Cowboys laying down. I'll lay them down, baby. Cowboys by 40.
Look, you're Washington. You don't come into Cooper Rush Field and steal one. It just don't happen.
It don't do it. The hot hand.
Yeah.
He's not the hot hand. He's the backup quarterback. He's playing well, and we're grateful for that because it's going to keep. What if they were 0-3, you know? I like that the Cowboys matter, and we get to talk about them. So go ahead. Keep winning, boys.
I think Marowich is the hot foot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, what? Is that,
that other foot.
What do you do to Brett Maher's name?
Marowich.
He still has my favorite nickname in the history of the Cowboys, Other Boy.
Yep.
When Maher first got to town and Jerry was on the radio talking about Dan Bailey and we got Other Boy.
That is so old in country to call another man the Other Boy.
Other Boy.
Well, the Other Boys look pretty good.
The Other Boy.
Oh my God.
Other Boy looks pretty good. The people they have replacing Randy Gregory look pretty good. Terrence Steele at right tackle looks pretty good. Unfortunately, the Cowboys look like they might not be totally stupid with some of their decisions. But
except,
I still wish I had Amari Cooper.
That's it. That's the one.
We'll see.
You'll see.
But, I mean, if you wanted to try to make an argument in debate class, I would tell you that Noah Brown and Amari Cooper both have like 215 yards on the season in three games.
We'll find out what this team is when they play the Rams and the Eagles in back-to-back weeks. I'm not sure
you don't have
a lot.
To do that. What about who they are against the crappy teams when we feel good?
Well, they farted around with the Giants then, so there's that. They should have beat them by 20.
Losing with 16 minutes left in the game, but by the end of it, we felt great.
All right. Jeffrey, fantastic stuff. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it. We'll be following you on the YouTubes.
Shout out to Golden Earring.
Yeah. All right, there he goes. The great Jeff Kavanaugh. YouTube.com/ Jeff Kavanaugh.
Jeff?
I just saw this. You guys, is there a story about an American Airlines flight that was haunted?
Man, I've seen that story, I have been saving it. I don't have it next, but maybe tomorrow I can get it for you.
You were so sad about it.
I am, because I'm like, dang it. I just haven't had time. There's audio along with it, and I haven't had time to get it.
I brought it up because I don't want to do it. I'm Mortion, whatever you're doing next, which is...
Yeah, that's right. There's a guy who took a grudge way too far, and then how this other guy functions with just half a body.
Okay, that's coming up next right here.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo, and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.